everybody. Welcome back to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host at ISE 2020, Steph Beckett. I am here with Paul Vanderplatz of ViewWall. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. So how's the show been? We're on day three. It's been going pretty well for you?
Yeah, it's going pretty well. The attendance is very good.
Good. Awesome. So what? Tell me a little bit about ViewWall, just a little bit about the company's background.
So ViewWall is specialized in managing video walls, so designing video wall control systems. We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year. And as you know, the market has evolved, the technology has evolved a lot, and we've really had enjoying evolving with the technology and with the market, developing new products, new capabilities of the products we offer.
Awesome. And what kind of new products do you have this year that you're showing at ISE?
So this year, more than the product, of course, our products, the ViewWall control software is evolving every year, but more than everything else, we're presenting our ecosystem of interoperable products. Because when you talk about video wall management today, it's much more than just putting a video wall processor behind an array of monitors. It's really about managing all the sources that are more and more distributed, maybe not all of them. You still have a PC that you need to capture through HDMI and have all the IP sources, the cloud applications you want to bring on the video wall. So we've worked a lot on finding ways to bring all that together. So now we're offering the TRX software platform, which manages not only one video wall, but multiple video wall across the network, where you can share content from one video wall to another. And that allows also the management of the IP sources, the encoders, the decoders. So it's really an ecosystem of interoperable products that is open to other architectures. So we partner a lot with other technology companies.
Awesome. What kind of questions have you been getting from potential customers at your stand?
So the type of question is, okay, do everybody is talking about AV or IP. Should I do the jump today, or what should I do? The answer to this is, what do you need? If you don't need full IP today, you don't have to choose. There are solutions where you can have a hybrid control system, where you have still your baseband sources in control rooms. We have even have VGA sources we need to bring to the video wall. And find a supplier that offers systems that are upgradable. So our customers can buy a processor today and upgrade it more and more towards the IP technologies. I was just talking this morning, we have a customer that bought their system 10 years ago. Today, it's still the same system that we've been upgrading with different components, but they still have the same product.
That's awesome. That's something that I feel like people really want. They don't necessarily want to convert to a new system unless theirs has become obsolete. So being able to continually update the one that they know and love is something that I think is pretty important.
Yeah, so making sure they have an upgrade path to new technologies, but having the time to adopt the new technology at their pace, which is different in signage or in control rooms. Every customer has their own way of integrating technology.
So how are you demoing these systems and products at your stand this year?
So this year, what we did was really installing a micro enterprise deployment of AV. So we have a collaboration room, we have a mini control room, we have a small huddle room, we have signage displays, and we show how we can share the content between those different display surfaces through our applications.
Awesome. And have a lot of people been really excited, asking a lot of questions about how they can make this work with the system that they have in place, or wanting to know where they can buy it?
Yes, so they're very excited by the fact that they see, as I said, a path for upgrade. That they're not locked in a technology, and they are confident that they'll be able to bring new technologies as the market evolves and technology evolves.
And you talked a little bit about your ecosystem and your product interoperability. I think interoperability is a big trend that I've noticed, at least in the past year, because you want something that can work with multiple systems instead of just having to buy all the same one.
Yes.
Is that something that you think we're going to continue to see?
Definitely. And that in our software development, that's something we have so interoperability by design. As we start developing the software, we really want to make sure there are doors to talk through APIs to other technology partners.
Awesome. And for everyone who is not at ISE this year but heard something on this podcast and are interested in learning more about ViewWall and what you offer, where can they go?
So first of all, they can go on viewwall.com. They can contact us. We do a lot of web demos also, so the distance, geography is not really a problem. That's probably the best place to start.
Awesome. Well, this has been the Trade Show Minute. Thank you so much for joining me. That was Paul Vanderplatz of ViewWall. Thank you so much for being here today. If you're interested in listening to any more of Rave's coverage of ISE 2020, you can visit ravepubs.com/ISE 2020. Thank you so much for listening.